can you just introduce yourself to us?
My name is Teji Aliu, African national champion, Olympic bronze medalist, and the world junior champion.
It's good. If you had decided to go on and on and on, that would have taken much time. And we're grateful for you cutting it down. Deji Aliu, growing up, it's a name it's a face I saw on TV. It's a name I read on the papers, and now here we are, a living legend at that. How would you describe your athletics career?
Well, like you said yourself, I mean, it's been very, very wonderful. It's been exciting, interesting, and fun, and it's been very fulfilling.
All right. When you look at athletics in your own days, and right now what we have right now, what kind of comparison can you make? Are we going forward, or we are going backward, or we are stagnant?
Well, honestly, if I have to be sincere, there's no basis for comparison. And I don't think we are making progress. If I say we are stagnant, that would be too wicked of me. But we are neither here or there. Let me just put it that way.
All right. What fast legs like yours, Deji Aliu, Bashuba, Osborn, SN1, and the rest of them, what do they do right that they fail to do right at this point in time?
Well, that's one thing about preparation. Like I always tell my friends, my colleagues, if you fail to prepare, my athletes, you know, people that comes around, if you fail to prepare, then you are in for a big surprise. Most of the times, you find out that we have always failed in our preparation. And there's no way you fail in preparation and want the best. It's not possible. We've always had problems with our preparation right from day one, even during our times. But, you know, the difference then and now is then we have athletes that are very, very committed and dedicated. And I'll be honest with you, I don't see those caliber of athletes anymore.
All right, if you want to take a look down to your athletics career, how did they actually begin for the journey? What prompted you into athletics? In a country where football seems to take the final stage, with your height, you can play basketball. Why did you choose athletics? How did it begin for you, sir?
Well, my story is quite different. Different in the sense that, I'll be honest with you, athletics, track and field, precisely, is my life. Even right from secondary school, right from primary school. That is how far I've been representing my school. I was representing my school from my primary to my high school.
You can do well to put the names of the schools.
I don't
going
to do that.
All right,
no problem,
all right.
Anyway, I've been representing my school right from the primary school to the secondary school days. I mean, that's not the idea. My secondary school days, that's where I came out, you know. That's when I was a little bit, you know, prominent, you know. Because I remember I was still in my secondary school when I represented Lagos State at the All Nigerian Secondary School Games in Port Harcourt. That is Obele Community High School at Randu. So, you know, so it's been part of me from day one. So it's not like, you know, it's not like maybe somebody persuaded me or somebody. I love track and field. It's just my life. I'm just grateful to God that I was able to, you know, pursue it to a conclusive end.
All right, when you look at memory lane, your first big race, what would you call your first big race and how did it turn out?
Well, see, there are different definitions of big race. So, I mean, at my level now, when you talk about big race, I don't know which one to talk about. Because honestly, there are so many big races, like big races. So some people will come and tell you winning an Olympic medal is a big race. So there you know.
The first one, maybe when national trials, the first big stage that you ran at. What was the first big stage?
Okay, well if I want to go local now, the first time I came out big was in '96. That was the national trials. At National Stadium there, you know, I'll say it was big then because you know, running with the likes of Chidimo, Davis Nezinwa, Small Dolakpa Day, a lot of other top athletes then, and coming tops, beating them. That was huge. That was big. So I can say that was probably my first big race locally. Because then, I was still, a lot of people are still seeing me there like an home base. Because I was still young, just coming from the World Junior and everything. So people were not really expecting me to blow the way I did. So it was big. I came second, besides I was second in the trials behind only Davidson. Adeni King, TD, all small, they were behind me, so that was big as at that time. But outside the shore of Nigeria, well, there are so many big ones I can't even start mentioning, like, you know, but I think based on how people value or see them, I would say probably winning the bronze at the Athens Olympics was big too. I mean, that was big. Then winning the Lausanne Grand Prix, that's one memory that still lingers in my mind. But that was big too, with the likes of Maurice Green, Dwayne Chambers, Bernard Williams. So winning was big. So that's so many big ones. So many big ones. I mean, I can mention some few. I think there are some big races that I've won that I feel, really happy about.
All right. By the time if you want to equate the Grand Prix with football tournaments, you've done really well. Would you say athletics has accorded you the kind of rewards that you would have craved for as a sports person?
No, I don't think so. Far from that. I'm glad you're asking that question. I know why you're asking it. You want to hear my own side of the story? Well, I'll leave you to fill the gap. You know, Nigeria is a place where, like this Yoruba adage, it's like that, but, I just felt, honestly, track and field gave me a lot. And if I have to wait for somebody to start giving me a role to play, it's going to look stupid on my part. So I just want to go out there, impart the few knowledge I have on those young kids and make the best out of them. So I'm not just, this time I'm not waiting for people to accord me anything. I want to go there and accord myself. So that's what I'm really, out for right now. I want to go out there and, impart knowledge on the few ones and turn them to world beater and world class athletes. So the accord you're talking about is neither here or there. Nobody cares. Nigeria, nobody cares. You have to fight tooth and nail. But me, I'm not really. My nature doesn't go with that one. So,
alright, we have a couple of your colleagues that took the decision to switch allegiance. We have fans of Israel, Portugal, Greece, Spain, and the rest. Did it ever cross your mind that, I'm sure you have offers from other countries saying they should come around for us and get
a lot of offer, loads of offer. I lived in Italy for roughly almost 14 years. You know what that means? Automatically, I'm more like a resident, a citizen there. So, but I'll be honest with you. Despite those offers and everything, but one day never crossed my mind changing allegiance or anything. I don't know why. Despite all the old shabby treatment, I was never put off. I was never, I didn't even think about it. I don't know.
When you look back at that decision, would you say it was the right decision? Or you feel you have had better if you had known?
Nah. I'll be honest with you. I'm one of the few athletes that every day when I wake up, I give glory to God. Honestly. I don't have any regrets. The only regret I'll tell you I have is, looking back,